You're listening to the Baby Your Baby podcast, where we talk all things pregnancy, children, and parenting. Don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV 2 News podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health. Welcome to the Baby Your Baby podcast. I'm Holly Menino, and we have Danielle Conlin joining us. Danielle, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to talk about pregnancy nutrition today.
Yes, and that is exactly what we're talking about. So Danielle is a registered dietitian nutritionist with the Utah State WIC program. And the topic of this Baby Your Baby podcast is nutrition during pregnancy. So Danielle is going to break it all down from prenatal vitamins to weight gain to breastfeeding and which foods to eat. So Danielle, let's start with the prenatal vitamin. This is something women should be taking before they are even pregnant.
Yes, we definitely recommend that. Even if you're not planning on getting pregnant, take a prenatal vitamin because it does have those nutrients that you need just for healthy living. But especially when you become pregnant, it has two key nutrients, which are iron and folate. And so iron is going to help your baby grow and develop, and folate is going to help prevent birth defects. And so if you take those before you become pregnant, that will help your baby to grow and develop as soon as you become pregnant. It will help to prevent birth defects right from the get-go. But if you aren't taking one when you become pregnant, it's never too late to start taking one. So when you talk to your doctor, they should prescribe you a prenatal vitamin. And one thing to consider and talk to your doctor about with your prenatal vitamin is what form it's in.
So yeah, that matters, right?
Yeah, it does. So the pill form generally have more iron in them.
Okay.
And so if you have a hard time getting iron from foods or you have low iron, your doctor may prescribe you a pill vitamin. And that will help to get your iron up, help your baby to grow and develop perfectly. Mm-hmm. The gummy vitamin, which a lot of women prefer, and it's really popular right now, they don't have as much iron, and sometimes they don't have any iron at all. And so you'll just want to talk to your doctor about which form of vitamin is best for you.
Good to know. So you want to talk to your doctor and also be reading the labels.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, just on the back of the label, just on the nutrition facts, you can see it will say iron and then the percentage.
Okay. So, and what percentage should they have?
So most of the time in a prenatal vitamin, the iron will be about 100%.
Okay.
So if it's less than that, and even if it says like 1%, 2%, or even 50%, you would want to talk to your doctor about that to make sure you're getting enough iron.
Okay. Let's break down which foods we should be eating during pregnancy and how much we should be eating during pregnancy.
Yeah, of course. And so during pregnancy, the real trick is just eating a variety of all of the food groups. And so that's going to include whole grains such as whole wheat bread, whole wheat pasta, or brown rice. Generally, we recommend trying to make half of your grains whole, and so making a few simple swaps. Instead of having white bread for your sandwich, try whole wheat bread, or try brown rice instead of white rice. Mm-hmm. That can be a perfect swap to get those whole grains in there. And then we also recommend eating fruits and vegetables each day. If you can try to make half of your plate fruits and vegetables, that is perfect. Fruits and vegetables can be any form. So they can be fresh, they can be frozen, or they can be canned, depending on whatever works best for you.
But with canned, you want to look for certain things, right?
Yes, yeah, that's correct. So with canned, you'll want to look for low sodium or low salt on the label, and also low sugar. Sometimes with canned, they'll add extra sugar and extra salt in processing. And so if they are lower in salt or sugar, that's going to be a little bit healthier.
And it says, or canned in water, too. You want
to make sure.
Okay.
Yeah, so some fruits will say canned in water, and that means that they haven't added any sugar during processing. So those will be the best.
Yeah. And then you want to, when it comes to dairy, eat 3 servings of dairy foods each day.
Yes. So dairy has calcium, which is so important both for your bones and for your baby's bones, because your baby needs that calcium so their bones grow.
Right.
And while your baby is growing, you also want to keep your bones strong as well. And so we recommend trying to eat 3 dairy products each day. That can include milk, cheese, and yogurt. But if you aren't able to have dairy, like you have an allergy or an intolerance, you can try soy milk. And so that has just as much protein as dairy and just as much calcium. So that can be a good option.
Okay, good substitute. Mm-hmm. Okay, what about if you need to take a calcium supplement?
Yeah, so if you have a really hard time getting dairy products or you can't have dairy products or soy, I would talk to your doctor about starting a calcium supplement. And then if depending on what your doctor tells you, you could take that 1 or 2 times each day following their directions, and that will give you all of the calcium that you and your baby need.
Okay. Healthy fats. These are good to eat.
Yes, yeah. So your body definitely needs fats. Your baby needs fats for growth. And there are healthier options in fats. So anything that is more of a liquid oil, such as olive oil or canola oil, that's going to be a healthy fat. And then avocados have...
So yummy.
Yes, they're so good. And they're full of healthy fats. And then any nuts or seeds also have those healthy fats as well.
Okay. Also, a variety of lean protein foods, like, and those you're meaning poultry, fish, eggs, beans, lentils... any of that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So protein is going to have some of that iron, especially if it's the fish, poultry, or meat. And so that is one source where you can get iron into your diet in addition to taking the prenatal vitamin. And then you can also choose plant-based proteins such as beans, lentils, nuts, and seeds. And one question that I get a lot is if women can have fish during pregnancy.
I was going to ask about that and what is safe, right?
Yeah, so fish is safe during pregnancy. You just want to watch out for fish that have high levels of mercury.
And there's certain kinds that do.
Yes. So any fish that has high levels of mercury, those are going to be generally the predator fish. So like shark, king mackerel, or tilefish are the three that we warn against. And so if you choose things that you're finding in the grocery store, such as salmon, cod, tilapia, all of those are going to be safe. And canned tuna, just the canned regular tuna packed in water, that's also a great source of fish during pregnancy.
Okay. What about raw fish?
So raw fish is one that isn't safe during pregnancy, even if it is low in mercury, like salmon. So you're going to want to avoid sashimi or any sushi where there's raw fish on it.
So no raw fish and avoid, I like how you call them the predator fish. I didn't even think about that before.
Yeah, so the bigger the fish is, the more mercury it's likely to have.
Okay, so good tip. Okay, what about all the treats and goodies that we like to eat? Cakes and suckers and... cookies.
Oh, definitely. And so those can be good, but those don't have as many nutrients as some of like the fruits and vegetables, the proteins, the healthy fats. And so those can also have a lot of sugar, which isn't as healthy for the baby. And so I recommend just having those in moderation. And so if you are having them, maybe try to limit them. Have them once a day or have a smaller portion size so that you don't have to cut out the sweet treats completely, but you definitely want to have them in a healthy size.
Limit them. And ice cream does not count as dairy. As one of the dairy
foods,
right? No, it doesn't. Right?
Okay. So, yeah, stick to the milk, cheese, and yogurt for that.
That's good. Yeah. Okay, Danielle, perfect. All right, let's talk a little bit about weight gain. What is normal? Oh, you know what? Before we get to that, we should talk about some of the unpasteurized foods. I was just thinking, well, we need to talk about that and the foods that you should avoid during pregnancy to prevent you and your baby from getting sick. These are unpasteurized, like raw milk and juice.
Yeah, and so there are some food safety concerns when you're pregnant for you and your baby. And so you always want to cook your foods well done. And so that's going to include meats like steaks, poultry, fish, and then also eggs. So that can be a hard one, especially if you like your eggs runny or you like to make cookie dough and eat it. I know I do.
I know, it's so yummy.
Yeah.
But once you hear about salmonella, you don't even want to do that. And because of the flour, too.
Exactly, yeah. And so it's going to be better to cook all of your foods all the way done. Cook all of your eggs so that the yolk and whites are firm to prevent any foodborne illness and to prevent you and your baby from getting sick. And then you'll also just want to check milk and juice. Sometimes some of the popular juices may be unpasteurized or raw, but those aren't safe. You need to choose the pasteurized and heat-treated milks and juices to make sure you're not getting any bacteria in them.
And soft cheeses.
Yes.
I remember that being a big thing too. No, like blue cheese, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's right. So, soft cheeses like the feta, brie, or queso fresco, those aren't safe unless it specifically says made with pasteurized milk on the label.
Okay.
But any hard cheeses, so like, cheddar or, parmesan, those are safe during pregnancy.
And deli meats and hot dogs we want to avoid because of Listeria. But if you get them to a certain temperature, they're okay, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so you'll want to get those until they are 165 degrees internally. So if you put a thermometer in them, it would read 165 degrees. Or if you put them in the microwave until they're steaming, then that works as well. So if you do go to any deli restaurants, we recommend asking them to cook the deli meat at, and the sandwich, toast it until it's steaming.
Okay, good advice. Okay, now let's get to weight gain.
Yeah, definitely.
What is normal? What is normal pregnancy weight gain?
Yeah, and so gaining weight during pregnancy is normal, and it's healthy for your baby because when you're gaining weight, your baby is also getting all of the calories and nutrients and protein that they need to grow. However, the common phrase, you have to eat for two, doesn't mean you're eating two double portions at all.
Right.
And so generally, the amount of weight you gain is going to depend on what you weighed before pregnancy and your body mass index, or BMI. But in general, during the first trimester, you will gain 2 to 4 pounds total for the first 3 months. And then during the second and third trimesters, you'll gain 3 to 4 pounds per month. And so that's about a total of about 15 pounds generally.
And I think it's important to note too that when you're pregnant, you only need about 300 extra calories a day. You actually need more when you're breastfeeding.
Yes, yeah, that's exactly right. So during your first trimester, you don't need to eat any extra calories. But during your second and third trimesters, you'll need about 300 to 400 extra calories each day. And there are some easy ways to get those in. So just adding one or two extra snacks in between meals.
Healthy snacks. Give us a couple examples for the moms that are listening. They're like, I don't know what to eat for my snack.
Oh, totally. So if you get like an apple with a tablespoon of peanut butter, slice it up, put that on. That's about 200 calories. Also a slice of whole wheat toast if you mash up an avocado and put that on there. That's another 200 to 300 calorie snack. And then one of my favorites is if you get a whole wheat English muffin, you get a little bit of tomato sauce, put that on there, some low-fat mozzarella cheese and some vegetables. That's a perfect snack or small lunch. That's about 400 calories.
Oh, good, so. Danielle. I love those ideas. I'm going to eat those just now, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's so good. Okay, Danielle, let's dive into breastfeeding. If you're interested in breastfeeding, you were mentioning pregnancy is the time to look into this and do your research.
Yes, yeah. And so you can learn about the benefits of breastfeeding in a local WIC clinic at your doctor's office, or even WIC has a website that's specific to breastfeeding. It has videos, it has articles with everything you would need to know. We also have breastfeeding classes at WIC. We have them individually or in a group, whatever you prefer. And there's also a group called La Leche League, and it is a group of moms from the community that have breastfed successfully, and they have classes and support groups as well. So they are a perfect resource.
Is there anything while we're pregnant that we can do to ensure successful breastfeeding?
Yeah, there are a lot of things. I would say talk with your doctor or go into a WIC clinic and talk with one of our nutritionists about making a breastfeeding plan. They can also show you different positions and you can practice those like with a doll so that you feel comfortable with how the baby will be positioned on you. And then I would say really just reading about it so that you feel prepared is the best thing to do.
I agree. Reading about what you need to do when you take home that newborn, from breastfeeding to everything, is super helpful.
Yeah, and I would say breastfeeding can definitely sound intimidating, but if you feel prepared once you get started, it will be so natural, and you will just be ready to go and breastfeed your baby.
Yeah, and moms, we really hope that we have empowered you to eat healthy during your pregnancy, too, with these great tips from Danielle. And dads listening, too, it doesn't help. It's a partner effort, right, Danielle?
It
is. Help the dad to help make a snack.
Yeah, exactly. And dads can help in also changing their diet so that they are eating the balanced food groups that mom is doing. While mom is preparing to breastfeed, dad can be there to support her and watch how she's positioning the baby, or also reading articles about breastfeeding to learn about it as well.
Yeah, and to help during all pregnancy when we were getting snacks ready and stuff for mom and helping her make sure she has enough food to feed that baby that's growing inside of her.
Exactly.
Okay, Danielle, thank you so much. Great information. And we hope those listening, whether they're the mom-to-be or the friend or the other parent, that you've got some really good information to prepare you to have a healthy baby because of what you're eating in your body. Thanks so much. This is the Baby Your Baby podcast. Thanks for joining us for this week's Baby Your Baby podcast. If you have a topic you would like our Baby Your Baby experts to discuss, leave us a comment and don't forget to subscribe. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV 2 News podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health.